Hello, this is the Exotics Vet. Is this an emergency or would you mind holding?
No, I don't mind holding.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be right back.
Not a problem.
Thank you for holding there. My name's Al. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Al. It's Sarah Bennett speaking. I was just wondering if there were any appointments available this week with Dr. Vanessa. It would be for three guinea pigs.
Yeah, just bear with me. I'll look for you. Okay. Sorry, just bear with me. I've got another caller coming in. I'll just pop them on hold quickly.
Yeah, not a problem.
Thank you for holding there. So, with Dr. Vanessa for the rest of the week, just bear with me. I'll have a quick look at what's. So she's got this after. Sorry, tomorrow afternoon available, starting from 2 p.m. That I could get you guys booked in for a few little guinea pigs. And then
Yeah.
let's have a look. And then Thursday afternoon as well.
Okay, tomorrow afternoon would be great, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, awesome. And so you said it's just a health check for them all?
They do have some issues ongoing that we just wanted to get a second opinion on.
Fantastic.
We're on the Sunshine Coast, so
Yep.
yeah,
And have
so
you guys been with us before at all?
yeah, we
Yeah,
have.
awesome. And so, what was your first name again? Sorry?
It's Sarah.
Sarah, and your surname?
Bennett.
Oh, I yeah. So, what were the three guinea pigs that you guys were concerned about?
So there's Bradley.
Have we seen Bradley before?
I don't believe so,
Okay,
no.
cool. And then the other two?
Vivian.
Vivian. She's not on file either. And then is the third one?
The third one is Clover, and she wouldn't be on there either.
She wouldn't be on there either. That's okay. I'll go through
No.
and make a new file for all of those guys. Cool. All right. So we had Clover. So how old was Clover, roughly?
She's around 6.5.
About 6.5. Awesome.
Yeah.
She's a guinea pig. Awesome. Okay, so that's one. And then we had Vivian.
Yes.
Is that VIV IAN or?
VIVIENNE.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. And do you know how old Vivian is roughly?
She's approximately in this at least 7 to 8, we believe.
7 to 8. Awesome. I'll just put her down as 7.5, roughly.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll save that. And the name of the last one, sorry?
Oh, that's Bradley.
Bradley. Yes. Awesome. Do you know how old Bradley is, roughly?
So I think he will be 8 in November.
8 in November. Yeah. Awesome.
7 and 10 months.
So, 8 in November. Awesome. Okay, now I'll go ahead and save all of that, and I'll get those guys booked in for tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay. So, okay, it seems that the 2 p.m. is filled, but I do have 2:40, and I still have time for the rest of them, so I'll get that booked in. We've had a few crazy, it's been fairly crazy on the calls this morning, so
I can imagine the first thing on a Monday morning.
Yeah, no, it's a bit hit or miss sometimes, so sometimes you kind of get an easy run in, and then other times you do not. And so for Bradley, what was your concerns with him?
So he's had some issues with his upper incisors. He's had one removed. And he just still gets a little bit of discharge from his nose. And he had an X-ray recently that was thought that he might have a little bit of incisor left in there. But he's been on multiple antibiotics. That nothing sort of is resolving it. But, I mean, he's otherwise, he eats well. We cut his food into strips. He's,
he does well
so down
with it.
With age. Yeah.
That's okay. But we can have a look at all of that for you guys tomorrow afternoon. Now, for Vivian, what were your concerns with her?
So she had an ear infection recently, and and she's been left with a head tilt, and we just wanted to sort of get Vanessa's opinion on, you know, if there's anything further we could do for her, if it's sort of permanent sort of a thing.
But that's
she's
okay.
Otherwise eating well, getting around fine despite that.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And then we had a Clover lastly. What was your concerns with Clover?
So she's had some blood in her urine and she's been on antibiotics for that, but she also has some kind of reproductive mass. And so, yeah, we're just going to see if there's anything more going on with her bladder. She had an X-ray a little while back. But,
and is that up at the Sunshine Coast Clinic?
That's at Marucci District Animal Hospital.
So Marucci District Animal Hospital. And is that where all of them went?
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic. So I'll get them to send all of the history down for us for tomorrow. And what I will do is I'll just send through a history form just for these guys because we haven't seen them before. From memory, you guys did send one through not too long ago when you guys came down for some other guinea pigs. If you wanted to, just anything that's the same, you can mention like same as this person, like this animal's history, because I understand that there's a lot to write and a lot to go through, but it'll help us greatly if we have anything updated, just in case there are any changes. And so on file, I've got ebennett8@yahoo.com.au.
Yep, that's my sister's email,
Fantastic.
So that's fine.
Awesome. Awesome. So I've got you guys all booked in for tomorrow. Just give me a shout if there's any issues or concerns. And as I mentioned, it was for all of them, we start at 2:40.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for that.
You are very welcome. We'll see you guys very soon.
Okay, see you then. Bye.
No worries. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.